Turning Point USA names Erica Kirk CEO and chair of the board following husband's assassination. By Jasmine Jordan on September 18, 2025. Turning Point USA on Wednesday confirmed that Erica Kirk, widow of the organization's late founder Charlie Kirk, has been unanimously elected as its new CEO and chair of the board, fulfilling what the board of directors said was her husband's expressed wish in the event of his death. In a press release posted to X on September 17, Turning Point USA's board appointed Erica Kirk the organization's new leader. "It was the honor of our lives to serve as board members at Charlie's side," the statement read. "Charlie prepared all of us for a moment like this one. He worked tirelessly to ensure Turning Point USA was built to survive even the greatest tests. And now, it is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as the new CEO and chair of the board." The release, signed by board members Doug DeGroda, Mike Miller, Tom Sodica, and David Engelhardt, noted the decision was unanimous. The accompanying caption added, "In prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death." The announcement also invoked the slain founder's motto, "We have a country to save," and pledged that the attempt to destroy Charlie's work will become our chance to make it more powerful and enduring than ever before. Tyler Boyer, COO of Turning Point Action, also voiced support in a post to X, "This was what Charlie hoped for and wanted, and he said so numerous times. Erica is one with Charlie and Charlie is one with Erica. We will put all force of Charlie's spiritual, intellectual and activist capital into supporting her in every way possible. God bless it, Mrs. Erica Kirk." The transition comes 1 week after Charlie Kirk, 31, was fatally shot while speaking at Utah Valley University during the first stop of his American comeback tour. Authorities have charged 22-year-old Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder and other offenses, including felony discharge of a firearm and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors stated this week they will seek the death penalty. And on Tuesday, a Utah judge issued a protective order barring Robinson from contacting Erica Kirk. Since the assassination, Erica has become the public face of the organization, delivering her first public speech in which she vowed to continue her husband's mission. Speaking from his Phoenix studio last Friday, she declared, "No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it. It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment." In another address, she promised, "I'll make Turning Point USA the biggest thing that this nation has ever seen." Her remarks prompted a surge of support. Within 24 hours of her first speech, Turning Point USA reported 18,000 new chapter requests across high schools and universities. Spokesman Andrew Colvett later updated that figure to more than 32,000 inquiries within 48 hours. The group, which previously had around 900 official college chapters and 1,200 high school chapters, indicated the numbers represent unprecedented growth. Colvett told Breitbart News, "God had his hand on Charlie and on Tpusa, and he hasn't removed it, he's just added millions more." Erica has also highlighted her husband's devotion to family and faith. She recalled that, in private, he told her that if he ever ran for political office, his top priority would have been reviving the American family. She cited his favorite Bible verse, Ephesians 5:25. "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her," adding, "My husband laid down his life for me, for our nation, for our children." Erica also urged Americans to join Bible-believing churches, proclaiming that our battle is not simply a political one. Above all, it is spiritual. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife Usha accompanied Kirk's casket aboard Air Force 2 as it traveled to Phoenix, where his widow was seen holding a cross, which appeared to be Charlie's necklace, upon arrival. President Donald Trump revealed he will posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, calling him a fearless patriot and man of unwavering faith who dedicated his life to America. Utah State Senator Daniel McKay has also launched a fundraiser for a permanent memorial at Utah Valley University. Supporters nationwide have raised more than $4.6 million through GiveSendGo to support the Kirk family. Meanwhile, tributes from pastors and allies have emphasized his Christian witness and legacy. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills remarked, "Nothing was more important to Charlie than knowing Jesus Christ. As Erica Kirk assumes leadership of Turning Point USA, the board pledged to carry forward Charlie's vision. All of us at Turning Point USA have a special role in carrying Charlie Kirk's mantle and completing his vision of bringing us all closer to our Lord and fostering a prosperous country for generations to come, the press statement concluded.